For this year's commemoration of America 250, we're bringing you poetic monologues crafted from oral histories of Chattanoogans born in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Interviews for the oral histories, archived at the Chattanooga Public Library's Local History and Genealogy Department, were conducted by Norman Bradley, former editor of the Chattanooga Times, and his team. Playwright Dr. Peggy Douglas of Southern Exposure Productions wrote the monologues. Peggy, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Ray.
Peggy, talk more about how this storytelling project came together.
Well, it started several years ago when Eleanor Cooper and I visited the downtown public library in the oral history department. And we found that the former editor of the Chattanooga Times, Norman Bradley, and his team had interviewed 25 what I would call change makers of Chattanooga that were born in the late 1800s and early 1900s. These interviews took place between 1967 and 1992. And the library had just digitized all these transcripts, but they were very long, some of them 35 pages and 10 hours of audio. So I decided to listen and read all of the transcripts and convert the stories into three-page monologues that could be performed by actors.
And from there, we have to talk about the actors and we have to talk about the direction.
When I started considering actors, I immediately thought of Marsha Mills and Ryman Chatt because I've worked with them before and they're just fabulous to work with. So Marsha identified 12 poets, actors, to go with the monologues, and we connected those actors with you, Ray.
And also with our colleague here at UTC, Ann Swedberg, and also Frances McDonald of Mark Making.
Right. Ann has directed most of my plays, and so she offered to coach all of the actors for radio presentation.
And we recorded those monologues here in this studio at WUTC, and we are sharing them on Scenic Roots and on WUTC on air, online, on demand, as we celebrate America 250 here in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Exactly. I can't think of a better way to celebrate it than to hold up these incredible people that have impacted our culture and our politics and our institutions so dramatically during the 20th century.
And there are a dozen of these poetic monologues that we are sharing here. Talk about one or two of the people.
I think it's interesting that going on at the same time was Abby Crawford Milton and C.B. Robinson. Now, Abby was a suffragette and was very instrumental in getting women the right to vote during her time. And at the same time, C.B. Robinson was opening doors for the black community to be able to have the same rights as the white community.
And talk more about your process from taking the oral histories that are archived at the downtown Chattanooga Public Library and crafting them into poetic monologues, as you have done in so many ways before this project.
Once I listen to the cassette tapes and read the transcripts, I sit with it a while and I actually hear the voices talking in a poetic manner. I try to capture the essence of the person. It's not a biography because I am including poetry and I don't really know how it comes out, right? It just does, and I'm just grateful and I'm very, very humble.
What's something that you have learned through this project?
Well, I've learned that I need a lot of help. I have a wonderful literary editor, Laura Brown, who goes through all my monologues and gives me coaching advice. I partner with Ann Swedberg, and I'm very close to Frances McDonald, who has Mark Making, and she supports a lot of my projects. So it's such a humbling experience. And then there's you, Ray, that created a radio theater show out of this. It's just incredible.
Well, it is an honor always to work with you, Peggy. We go back quite a bit now. And that includes this latest project, Echoes of Chattanooga's Past, heard here only on Scenic Roots and on WUTC, on air, online, and on demand, as part of America 250 here in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Thank you so much, Ray, for giving us this opportunity.
Thank you. And now, here's the first poetic monologue from Echoes of Chattanooga's Past, the words of Abby Crawford Milton, interpreted by Peggy Douglas.
I was born in Milledgeville, Georgia, February 1881. Cold, pressed into red clay, a house that knew history before it learned my name. My father carried the Civil War like an unmentionable shadow, and the law, a promise he trusted. My mother, Anna Orme, taught me a quieter strength, grace that did not bow. I learned early, blood remembers, but does not get the final say. I studied where doors cracked open, Georgia Women's College, then the law in Chattanooga, rooms heavy with men, their portraits and opinions. I spoke as if I belonged until belonging answered back. Married a newspaper man, George Fort Milton. Ink-stained fingers, newsprint breath. Together, we built the Chattanooga News, where I learned how power decides what gets printed, how a woman's voice is buried or typeset in bold. I was never made for the margins. Outside of work, I could be found in crowded rooms, chalk dust and perfume, women shoulder to shoulder, counting votes we could not yet cast, imagining futures men said were not ours. They called it suffrage, as if an ending, but I knew the vote was only a handle, not the door itself. League by league, county by county, we stitched Tennessee together with sore feet and more stubbornness than sense. June 1919. They named me president of the Tennessee Equal Suffrage Association. Didn't feel like a crown. Felt more like work a-coming. August 1920. Tennessee was a hinge of history. Last state needed allowing women the right to vote. We leaned our weight against resistance until the door gave way. Once the law passed, they wanted gratitude and quiet. We offered neither. Independence is not a gift, but the right to stand and shape what comes next. Then came the firsts. President, League of Women Voters for Tennessee. Women seated, not as guests, but as architects. Inside parties, committees, the machinery itself. When they tried to erase us, we fought back. A right unused is a right stolen. I believe in women, land, water, and light. Helped carve a park from the Smoky Mountains. Counted votes well like trail markers. Working through switchbacks, outlasting resistance, until the bill passed, April 10th, 1925. Some victories wear trees instead of trophies. Over the years, they tried to make me smaller, in columns, in whispers, doors left ajar. But I told women, the vote is only the beginning. Democracy asks for hands willing to stay. So listen up. The door is open now. Step on through.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, WUTC.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.